in the rising sun, the land of bamboo, Tengu and Gundam, like, yo.
Yo, 皆さん、Manga City Podcast へようこそ。 Hey everybody, welcome back to the Manga City Podcast, the podcast where I teach Japanese language and grammar 365 days a year and do it in 5 minutes or less. Today, we're going to talk about a grammar point that is similar to one I taught earlier this week, na, and I'm also going to elaborate on how it's different and how to use it. So this grammar point, na, is usually written just like that hiragana na, but it's also written hiragana na plus an extra a sound, which is extremely important for this grammar point because this grammar point does not reflect the basic idea that you shouldn't or don't do something, okay? This instead reflects when something is said usually to yourself. It is sharing, though, your area of information. So let's break those two concepts down. The first is area of information. In Japanese, there's an area of information. Information that belongs to you and information that belongs to other people. Things like, I like sushi is your information, but he likes sushi is not. But you cannot say in Japanese if someone likes something or is doing something, you can perceive that they're doing something, you can guess they're doing something, you can suppose they're doing something, you can say it looks like they're doing something, but it is not polite in Japanese language to assume what someone else is doing or likes or thinks. So in this way, you could say what something is and then share the information by reflecting it back at yourself, saying like, yeah, it seems like you seem to be really good at soccer, or like, you're really good at soccer, aren't you? Like, and you're saying it more to yourself, but sharing the information, if that makes sense. Let me give you a couple of example sentences to show you exactly what I mean. So if I say in Japanese, well, that's good, isn't it? Would be, ina, ina. So I is the adjective to be good, and then na, and I'm using the elongated na in this case, is, oh, that's great, isn't it? Ina, ina, and so you'll have that's a very, very common phrase right here in Japanese. It's not ine, good, isn't it? Ina, you're saying it more to yourself. Or if I say something along the lines of, yeah, その仕事疲れるな. Ah, その仕事, talking about their job. あの仕事, その仕事, お疲れるな. Skareru would be to get tired. Na would be saying it to yourself. In other words, that job would totally tucker you out, huh? I'm not saying that their job is difficult, and I'm not saying that it's hard. I can't assume that because that's the area of information. But what I can say is, man, that's a hard job, ain't it? And I'm saying it to myself, but openly. So he can agree with me on if it's good or bad or what have you. Now, should you have to use na, and I believe you should, go ahead and try na, use it at the end of your sentence, but when you use it, if you use it long or short, don't worry. Because this is majoritively spoken and not written, usually you'll see it written sometimes in like text messages. You can kind of play with it as you will. So don't be frightened of it if you should use a long or a short one. They're basically the same. They're just, you sometimes use them to differentiate between the two of them when text messages, usually. With that, though, I am out of time. Remember, 皆さん、もし日本語でペリペリになりたいなら間違いが必要なんです。ですから一緒に間違いましょう。それじゃあ。Get to work, すみません。ちょっと待ってください。ナンパしたことないけど、あなためちゃ可愛い。Stay facts.